Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but folks, there's some news on Renaissance you need to know, and it involves another round of PPP loans. And if you have been on our show and listening to our show, you know that we've been fans of Renaissance for a while. And that's because of our experience, our own experience with them on PPP and in terms of the clients that we work with and the job that they did to really to help small businesses. I mean, they were helping folks that weren't even bank clients get PPP loans. So, if you're looking for a more personal experience for your banking needs in your business, but you want a bank that's big enough to pretty much handle anything you can throw at them, give Renaissance a try. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office. They've got some 200 across the South open and ready to serve you, and give them a call. And guess what? You'll find a real person answers the phone. Imagine that. And make an appointment. Go see them. And check them out. I think you'll be glad that you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Stacy Shooker-Reese. And Stacy is with Down South House and Home. Stacy, welcome.
Hey, John. It's good to be here.
Great to have you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. So tell folks a little bit about you and Down South House and Home. How are you serving the market out there?
Well, Down South House and Home is a Southern-based company. So we started off making tea towels, dish towels, and have expanded to coasters and napkins and aprons and totes and T-shirts. We serve the Southerner who hoards bacon fat. So if you are traditional Southerner, you're grateful that your mama raised you right and you pride yourself on people, we look to serve you. And I started this company probably about 2017. And I think that started when I started doing my website. I taught myself how to do screen printing and made a little screen printing shop in a tiny red barn in our backyard. And I started screen printing towels and then it grew from there. But we're a home-based business in Clarkston, Georgia. We do most of our work in a little tiny two-story red barn in the backyard. And we do our little videos from our backyard. And so we basically try to, we try to keep things simple. We try to keep things clean, classic, something that's, there's a lot of snark and there's a lot of boozy and a lot of tacky and Southern home-based goods. Mm. And so we try to provide an alternative to that. Not a lot of bad graphics if we can avoid that. Basically we put words on things like y'all, raised right, mama tried, don't be ugly, don't be tacky. You know, all the things you grew up hearing or heard your mama say, mm-hmm. We put it on a dish towel without a lot of fluff.
You know, I'm glad you brought up dish towels because I was going to ask you about that. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read off your website, because one of the things that you say on your website, a dish towel is not just a piece of cloth. It sops up family memories. Every stain, every tear, every burn mark tells the story of a family's history. So really you're whether it's dish towels or cast iron skillets or whatever it is, you're selling memories in a way.
Yes. Selling memories.
Right.
And because, towels tend to last forever, and you know, especially ones that are well made, especially the ones down south House and Home makes. And you know, they're going to stick around. You're going to get gravy, you're going to get blueberry pie, you know all those things that are going to be, they're going to get on your dish towel. And one of the things I've noticed is, you know, I've watched my mama do this, is you know, somebody will give her a nice dish towel and she'll just keep it sometimes in the plastic in the kitchen, you know, and it'll be there for years because it's too pretty to use. And I don't want people to do that. And it's like, we sell two different versions of our tea towels. One's called the Workhorse, which is a thinner, more absorbent cloth. And then the Fancy Pants, which is the kind that a lot of Southern women will hang over their oven door, you know, when company comes to help, you know, because sometimes a dish towel can, you know, provide, you know, identify who you are as a person. You know, certainly if you have a dish towel over your oven door and you're living in Brooklyn and it says y'all, you're identifying yourself as Southern. But you know, a lot of times, you know, people tend to get dish towels and not use them. And I'm saying, use our dish towels, get them dirty, make memories with them. And, you know, because it's, you, not to be too punny, it's, you know, it's the fabric of your life. You know, it, you know, you live your life with these dish towels, and that's what we hope for our dish towels, that they're not stored away pristine and clean. We want them to be part of your family memories.
Now, the question I'm about to ask is going to be, I think, fairly obvious to anyone from the South. And as you can tell from my accent, I am, but for those that aren't from the South, or newly arrived here, you know, why the South? Why are your products based so much in Southern lore, if you will, family lore, as opposed to any other part of the country?
Well, part of it's because I'm eighth generation Georgian, and you know, I have ancestors that fought in the Revolution, and so our family's been part of all the good and all the bad that the South has had to offer for the past two centuries, or more than two centuries. And, you know, I guess what I'm so passionate about Southern culture is because I went to graduate school up in Pittsburgh for several years. And, you know, and I was going up to Carnegie Mellon, and that's a good school. And so I packed up all of my china and my antique furniture and my leather-bound books and put it all in a 17-foot U-Haul, and I went to Pittsburgh. And, you know, because I thought I was going to go to a fancy school, so I needed fancy stuff. And so I got up there, and I realized all of my graduate school colleagues were, you know, eating off the boxes they moved to Pittsburgh with. And I was way over the top, and I was a fish out of water. And, you know, the people in Pittsburgh, I met some wonderful, wonderful people in Pittsburgh. And, you know, once you get past the accent, they've got a heart of gold. But they do not cherish things like china, crystal, and silver, or, you know, good table linens. You know, they value other things, which are, you know, wonderful. And, you know, they value family too. I mean, but one of the things that always stuck out to me, one of the things I remember most about living in Pittsburgh, is that, you know, in the South, when you're introduced to someone, you know, you stick out your hand and you shake hands, you make eye contact, and you say, "How do you do? Nice to meet you." What, you know, whatever your habit is. And after about the third time of me doing that, it seemed like every time I did that in Pittsburgh, somebody asked me if I was running for office, and after about the third time of that happening, I just realized I just don't need to shake people's hands up here. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Samuel Clemens had to move out of the South before he could write, you know, the Mark Twain stories of, you know, what it's like to live in the South, and got a different perspective. I got a different perspective of Southern culture living up in Pittsburgh that made me appreciate being Southern in a way that I would have never been able to appreciate if I had stayed in the South, you know. And, you know, it's like, there's a lot of things about the South that are not, are not worthy of being celebrated, but there are a lot of things about the South that are worthy of being celebrated. And, you know, congeniality, compassion, neighborliness, friendliness, good manners, you know, proper table setting, you know, those things are special and important. And I really feel like while we are going through this transition of looking at Southern culture, going to name things after, what statues are we going to keep? I want to make sure that we remember what's really special about Southern culture and keep it, because the things that we celebrate are colorblind. And they are, you know, they're not gender specific, even though I sell tea towels. I mean, but it's like the things that we celebrate in this, as far as being Southern, they don't have a specific gender, or all of us, regardless of whether your great, 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 great grandfather fought in the Civil War or the Revolution. And if you can be from Portugal or Venezuela, and, you know, if you want to come be Southern, come on, we'll have you.
You know, you just hit on something I was going to ask you, which is how many do you have a lot of customers that really don't have Southern in their roots, that are just drawn to the message and the tone of the products you sell?
Most people that I've engaged with are either Southern, or they have some connection from the South, whether it's like a parent or a grandparent, that they love. And so, you know, we do have people from all over. So some of them are expatriates, or some of them had a prior connection with the South that they love, and we remind them of that.
And I mean, I would love it if you would just give folks an idea of, I mean, what, you know, whether it's tea towels or some of the other products you have. I mean, there's a whole Southern sayings are a thing. Mm-hmm. and you celebrate that in your, yeah, with your products, right?
Right.
Yeah. So give folks an idea of some of the things that you, some of the, those turns of phrase that are so quintessentially Southern that you've got.
Well, I've got the ones that are good for, inviting your Sunday school class over, you know, like y'all raised right. Mm-hmm. Don't be ugly, don't be tacky, but, and we do shy away from the boozy. We shy away from profanity, or the risque, but we do have sort of the, we call it that side of the family collection, which is everybody's got that side of the family. And it's don't be an idiot, don't be ignorant, common them, you know, things there, some of it's a little more rednecky than perhaps the raised right and the don't be tacky. Mm-hmm. We're trying to incorporate some of our customers' suggestions. Like, oh, I got a good one a couple weeks ago around Christmas. It was, you're a real piece of work, you know, and that's another term. You're a real piece of work, and so we're trying to make that fit onto a coaster, and you know, and Lordy mercy, you know, and so those kinds of things. So we want to make sure that we have something that's clean, that you can give to anybody. There's you know, a plenty of market for the risque, the boozy, the innuendos. And that's not who I am. I mean, well, I'm snarky, but, I just don't want to put it on a tea towel. And, yeah, you know, and I just want to make sure that, that we have things that you can always give to your mama and make her smile.
I love it. Stacy Reese is with us, folks, and she is the president of Down South House and Home. Stacy, I mean, one of my favorites in your collection and I love how you use periods to make the point, is is Lord have mercy, and it's Lord period have period mercy period. And so if you've ever been on the receiving end of that phrase from a parent or grandparent or whatever, you know what that means.
Exactly. You have knocked over the deviled eggs.
Yep. Oh, I love it. I love it. So, let's talk briefly about, you know, how you came up with this idea and kind of how you introduced new products. You mentioned that your customers call you up with ideas, which is great. But talk a little bit about the kinds of products you have besides tea towels, maybe, and then how you develop new ideas.
So I have coasters, napkins, aprons, totes, if I wasn't on the radio, I'd remember it right off. T-shirts. So sorry. T-shirts. We'd like to do more t-shirts. You'd be surprised how much room t-shirts and tea towels. When I first, I have a two-story red barn. And when I first started the shop, I was thinking, I'll never fill this up. And now I can hardly move in there. And so, the way I come up with ideas is just remembering a lot of the things that I heard growing up and, and being eighth generation Georgian, everybody in your family's got these sayings and what I really struggle with is the graphic arts. You know, one of the reasons why I make y'all in American typewriter font is because I'm not a graphic artist, and so I just use font and punctuation to express things because I'm not a graphic artist. And we're working on, my husband recently came on board. He is a writer and actually I started this whole thing to make tea towels for his old company. And from there, I expanded it, but he's come over because we want to make this, bigger, for our particular family. So he's an excellent writer and so we're working on making some interesting designs for t-shirts, as Southern as they come, and putting some things on some t-shirts like the tea towels do, but with a better eye to graphic design. Mm. And he's a better graphic designer than I am. I can use power tools. I can screen print. I can learn all kinds of technologies, but graphic arts, really is something I struggle with. And so he is working on some t-shirt designs for 2021 that I think are going to be a lot more fun.
That's awesome. So you mentioned your home-based business work with your husband. Is that the extent of your team, or have you got more folks that help you?
Well, I did find another screen printer who has his business in the backyard, who has a much bigger screen printing press. And I work with him a lot to make larger runs of some of my more popular towels. And so I don't, because what I've got in the tiny red barn is a little manual screen printing unit, and to do 100 towels takes a long time, and I can go over to him and make 100 towels in an hour. And so that has been really important. But one of my favorite collaborations is with the Refugee Sewing Society here in Clarkston. It's a church-based organization that brings in women who are refugees. Most of them don't speak any English, and they teach them how to sew. And because a lot of times these refugee families have a very hard time earning a living because they don't speak English and they may or may not have skills that they can apply here in the United States. And so when I'm doing these towels, I'll make a mistake on a towel and I will not sell an imperfect towel. You know, if you find an imperfection on my towel and it upsets you, you just let us know. We'll fix it. But I end up with a lot of towels that with mistakes on them. So what I do is I take those towels to the Refugee Sewing Society and they make napkin rings out of them. And so this way I can help a refugee woman earn some money for her family while taking these towels. They're basically, you know, sunk cost that I can't reclaim because the towels, you know, I can't sell the towels first quality, and I can turn them into napkin rings. And that actually led to me hiring on a very part-time basis right now a refugee woman who lives right down the street. There's an apartment complex with that's basically devoted to refugee families. And she just walks up the hill and works for me, you know, once or twice a week for a few hours. And, you know, she does a lot of puts the trademarks on the towels or does a lot of it's time that I can spend doing something else. And I can help a refugee woman, you know, go around the corner to our grocery store and you know, buy some food, you know, and that means a lot to me that I can do that. I can't do it as much as I would like to right now, but it makes me feel good that I am in the position to just help a little bit.
That's awesome. Great work there, Stacy. Folks, Stacy Reese is with us. And she is president of Down South House and Home. And, you know, you mentioned dish towels, napkins, apparel, T-shirts. You know, fortunately or unfortunately, you've got masks as well. We're in that, yeah. we're in that time. So some of those same messages that we've talked about, you can buy right there on a mask, right there front and center.
Either black mask or a white mask. Don't be an idiot. That's definitely one that we have. Act right. That's been a popular one. Peace be with y'all. That one has been a popular mask. And actually the peace be with y'all, just that design has sold well across coasters, napkins, towels, you know, bags. That one has been a successful design.
Now I have to stop right here because there may be some people listening. I know what an idiot is. There may be some folks that don't know what an idiot is. So you may want to explain that because when they hear what that is, they may want to get on your site and buy whatever that has that message.
Well, that is Southern for idiot. So, when somebody says, hold my beer, your next response should be, don't be an idiot.
Right.
So, you know, and we do have a hold my beer coaster. But you know, it's one of those things that you say, when somebody says, hey, y'all watch this, don't be an idiot, Earl.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, Stacy, this has been great. And we've got to get to the really important stuff, which is it's great to talk about all the products you offer, but we want to send people to what you offer so they can look at it for themselves. So why don't you tell everyone how they can be in touch?
Oh, great. Well, thank you. You can go to downsouth.house instead of com, it's house, downsouth.house. You can find us if you search for us on Facebook and Instagram or Pinterest. Down South House will get you, searching with those words will get you to our profile. You can also reach out to me directly at stacy@downsouth.house. And my phone number is 770-725-7777. So I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, have any suggestions, and love to have you in the.
This is great. Stacy Reese, Down South House and Home. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John. It's good to see you.
Great to see you. And folks, do go to the website. Again, downsouth.house is the website. Much, much more there than what we covered here. So it is worth your time, I can tell you, and worth pulling out your credit card. So please do it. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some administrative tasks in your business that are really deviling you, maybe you need to finally get that virtual assistant that you keep hearing about that other businesses have, like I do, that can help you get things done, or you need bookkeeping or marketing or various tasks that you just need to get off your plate so you can focus on building the business. Here's what you need to do. Call my friend Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels, 770-442-9246. She has a whole team of angels that have been together for 20 years, and they work virtually, and they fly in and get the job done and fly out, and they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And I say fly in because they do it virtually, so they don't. This pandemic doesn't scare them. It doesn't affect them. They just do the job virtually. So you can go to officeangels.us if you're timid, but give her a call and explain what your problem is. Tell her I called you, or I told you to call. Essie Escobedo, Chief Executive Angel at Office Angels, 770-442-9246, and you will be glad that you did. And folks, just another quick reminder as we wrap up here, you can find this show on all the major podcast apps, Apple, Google, Stitcher. I mean, I can go on and on, but we're on all of them. So I have yet to be challenged on that. But what I would love it if you would do is go subscribe on your favorite app to the show. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. And give us a 5-star review. And it's not about me. It's about our guest, like Stacy, so that folks can find the show and find the great series of guests that we've had over these almost now 5 years. So we're about show number 320. We've had over 5 years, and we would love it if you would do that, and it would help our guest. You can also find us on all the social media channels under the a handle, North Fulton BRX, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Same handle on all three. So for my guest, Stacy Reese, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.